Democrats release Epstein estate photos showing Donald Trump, Bill Clinton. The images are undated selections from thousands turned over by Epstein's estate to Congress. Follow the WSJ in Apple News. Congressional Democrats have released a selection of photos obtained from Jeffrey Epstein's estate that include pictures of President Trump and former President Bill Clinton. The estate has turned over thousands of photos in response to a subpoena from the House Oversight Committee. On Friday, Democrats on the committee, led by Rep. Robert Garcia, released images showing some of Epstein's famous associates in undated photos. A spokeswoman for Republicans on the committee said that it had received more than 95,000 images, and that Democrats are cherry-picking photos and making targeted redactions to create a false narrative about President Trump. Table of contents: Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Woody Allen, Larry Summers, Steve Bannon. Donald Trump. Trump and Epstein socialized in the 1990s and 2000s when they were Palm Beach neighbors. Trump flew several times on Epstein's jet. Flight logs show Trump has said he cut off ties long before Epstein was first arrested in 2006. This year, Trump said he banned Epstein from his Mar-a-Lago club for poaching staff. Bill Clinton met Epstein in the 1990s and 2000s and traveled on Epstein's jet. A spokesman for the former president recently said that Clinton had no knowledge of Epstein's heinous crimes, never visited Epstein's island, and hadn't spoken to him for roughly 20 years when he was arrested in 2019. Bill Gates, the Microsoft co-founder, met with Epstein at his New York townhouse after Epstein was released from jail. Gates has said he met Epstein a few times only to discuss philanthropy, which he regrets and calls a mistake. Woody Allen, the movie director, attended dozens of dinners with his wife, Suni Previn, at Epstein's mansion after 2008. A spokeswoman for Allen told the Wall Street Journal in 2023 that the couple lived in the same neighborhood as Epstein and were frequently invited to his dinner parties, and that there were always other guests at those gatherings. Larry Summers, the economist and former Harvard president, visited Epstein's townhouse after his conviction. Recently released emails showed Summers exchanged messages for years with Epstein. He has said he deeply regrets being in contact with Epstein after his conviction, and is ashamed of his decision to continue communicating with Epstein. Steve Bannon, the political strategist, communicated with Epstein as recently as 2019. Recently released emails show Bannon has said he was working on a documentary film about Epstein before he died. He hasn't responded to Jarrell requests for comment on his Epstein ties. This article will be periodically updated. Write to Khadija Safdar at khadija.safdar@wsj.com. Get the WSJ's free newsletter with our daily What's News email. You'll catch up on the headlines and understand the news. Follow us, follow the journalists you trust, and personalize our app.